When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code, episode 234, actually. How? If this is your first time seeing my face, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness of narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and then also validate the victims and survivors of this disorder as well. Today's episode is going to be about, does a narcissist ever forget you? Because everybody wants to matter, right? Everybody wants to know that they made a difference or made an impact in somebody else, in that narcissistic person's life, or in anybody's life in general. So, do narcissists ever forget you? Me speaking from a personal standpoint, no. So, I mean, of course, over time, if y'all didn't have anything serious, y'all had like a little fling for a month or two, three months, something like that, yeah, they might forget you. But if you had a serious relationship, y'all have kids or some things like that, no. How could they forget you if you have kids? Like, I think people are like, well, he discarded his kids, or she dropped the kids off and disappeared, so she forgot about the kids and me. No, they still remember you. That's impossible, unless they had some kind of TBI, a traumatic brain injury, or something like that that caused them to forget. Then no, they still definitely 100% remember you. I always tell people, just like, what do they remember you for? You know what I mean? What did they remember about you? Because that's important. A lot of people, like I said, do you think do they ever think about you? Yeah, you have passing memories, especially if y'all shared so much time together. Yeah, the narcissist, like, you're going to have passing memories. Like, you're going to pop up in that person's head from time to time. But why are you popping up in their head? Is it some good stuff or some bad stuff? Because a lot of times the bad stuff pops up into their head. The bad stuff. Literally the bad stuff, how they treated you, what they put you through, you know, what they've done to you, the stuff that the unforgivable stuff. They think about that stuff. I think about it, like, hey, why I do that? Well, they did this, so that's what happens. But you see, there's that spectrum of guilt. They might not feel guilty for the things that they put you through, but like they might think about them. And then immediately blame you for it. Immediately blame you. Immediately put it onto you. You know what I mean? Yeah, so they don't forget you if y'all had something serious going on for a while. If, like I said, it was a short fling, who knows? You could pass. And they could just think about clapping the cheeks. Everyone like, man, those some cheeks. That's some good cheeks I clapped, you know, 25 years ago. Yeah, that's a tough time to remember somebody. But yeah, if y'all were married or y'all had kids or something like that, no, they're not going to forget you. They just don't. But I also say people, and because, like, this is a big thing right here, because they can't forget you or what y'all been through or what they put you through, that's why a lot of times they don't come back to you. That's why a lot of times they decide to move on and discard you and, you know, maybe keep you on the side or something like that. Maybe that's why a lot of times they actively replace you with somebody else because of the clean slate, because they don't forget, because they still remember you and they remember everything that you've been through. The clean slate, y'all, the clean slate, it means a lot to narcissistic people, probably non-narcissists too, but we talking about narcissists, y'all. Yeah, the clean slate means a lot. No, they don't forget you. Yeah, they remember everything. Because they remember everything, they would rather go somewhere else where they don't. There's fresh start, fresh memories. There's nothing to be blamed for. There's nothing to be held against. There's the love is fresh and the fire is hot and the cheeks are, you know, clapping louder or whatever you want to say. You know what I mean? So yeah, that, I thought it was a spider crawling on my leg. You see me look now? It was a cord. But that plays a big role into it, y'all. Yeah, they don't forget you. They remember you. But what are they remembering about you? Because that's important. The stuff that you might have put up with, that maybe nobody, the stuff that you shouldn't have. That's why I ask people, when you're dealing with a narcissist, would they forgive you for doing the exact same thing to them? No, they would not. They would not. They would not let it go. They would not put it to the side. They would not. They might reconcile with you, but they would not ever forget it, and they will hold it against you for the rest of your life. So they are holding stuff. Because we, as narcissistic people, they know they would do it. They would do it. They would hold grudges for the rest of their life. We assume that you are doing the same thing. We assume that you will never ever forget the stuff that we put you through, or the stuff that we did to you, or the stuff that you tolerated that you probably shouldn't have. We know that. That stuff is still there. That stuff is still fresh. Fleeting memories come back about that all the time. You mean, especially if they cheat, especially if they left you for the person they cheated on you with. Especially because every time they see this person they cheated on you with, they're going to think about you. You mean, and how you never forget that. And then if you, like I say, y'all, if you take them, I keep having to say this, but like, if you take them back after all this stuff, after all these memories and after all the bad stuff that y'all been through, they're going, it gets worse. So somehow you, if you worried about them, like I would just, you know, some time has passed by and you just get to thinking about them. You look them up, you notice that they're single again and you reach out to them. Clean slate for them. You can't bring up anything else from the past. You can't. You know what I mean? Because we remember, we're like elephants. We never forget. Trust me, we never forget. If it's important to us, we will never forget it. If it affects us in any way, we will never forget it. And that's why I tell people, like, no, narcissistic people don't forget you. But what are they remembering about you? You know what I mean? But you can't control what they remember about you. Don't do that. I know people are just like, so how do I change that? You can't change what they remember about you. You just can't do that. You don't possess that ability to do that. You just don't. That's beyond your realm of power. And I know some of y'all are what, super empaths, so you think you got, you know, the dark crystals or something like that going on here. But that's beyond your realm of power right there to change a narcissistic person or to change what they, you know. A lot of times they're going to remember the bad stuff. A lot of times the narcissist is going to remember the bad stuff and paint you as a villain. And yeah, of course, sometimes the bad stuff they remember is stuff that they actually did to you, that they blame you for, but you're still the villain. And that's why I said, when you get out of narcissistic relationships, when they move on, when you move on, whatever, you have to be okay sometimes with being the villain, because you're going to be the villain in that narcissist story. You just are. There's nothing you can do about that. Like, how do I change that? You can't. You can't change the memories that they have about you. You just can't do that. You know what I mean? If a narcissist ever does try to, like I said, if they ever do try to circle back, they remember everything. They gonna remember everything about everything you put you through, everything y'all been through, and they gonna remember it. And they gonna, like, oh my goodness, I just know y'all. I know how the narcissist mind works. I just do. They won't forget all this stuff. It just doesn't go away. I know sometimes you be looking out there, you'll look at a new relationship. You'll be like, what do they have that I don't have? What are they doing differently? Sometimes it's nothing. Sometimes it's just a clean slate. They remember too much about you. Y'all been through too much. Sometimes it's literally just a clean slate. They don't have to keep a pilot. They don't have to, you know, dance around you. They don't have to, you know, deal with the thought of you thinking about them cheating on you. It's a lot of stuff. Sometimes, especially the physical stuff. If they get physical on you and you let that go, you let that slide through, then yeah, it doesn't work that way either. You know what I mean? Yeah, because again, if they put their hands on you, I see this countless times. They'll put their hands on you. You don't call the police. You don't get the police involved. And then they move on. They leave you for somebody else. And then it's too late then, because, you know, typically there's no evidence. You don't let it go. But then you get mad. You're like, why'd you call the police on you? You should have. Stop sparing people that wouldn't spare you. I don't spare the rod. I don't spare the rod. You know what I mean? I'm a narcissist. I seek vengeance. Which I shouldn't. And I know it's toxic, but sometimes you like the toxic stuff. Sometimes the toxic stuff, you know, it helps you live. It helps you feel alive sometimes. You know what I mean? And that's why I say, like, do narcissists ever forget you? No, it really depends. But most times, if y'all had something serious, then no, they're not going to forget you. Unless 30, 40 years go by, then yeah, probably. But 5 years go by, 2 years, three, no, they're not going to forget. Especially the circumstance, y'all have kids, y'all were married, whatever. They're not going to forget you. And sometimes they'll move on, clean slate, and they'll try to let enough time go by. Like, the narcissist will let, like, 2-3 years go by, 6 months go by, however long a time period, they'll let time go by and feel like everything that they did to you should be forgiven. You may, that's what I tell people. Time, T-I-M-E, is not an acceptable apology. It just isn't. Time is not an apology for anything that they've done to you, anything they've put you through, anything that you, like I said, anything that you should not have tolerated. And maybe in this situation right here, the next person, the new supply, is not tolerating the stuff that you did. So there's some stuff that we all need to work on. You mean maybe that new person is not putting, like, they set boundaries and stuff like that. And you know how narcissists are. They'll tolerate the boundaries just long enough to get in there and flip it on you. So yeah, like I said, sometimes people just handle situations differently. Work on you. The only thing you can change is you. You can't change how that narcissist, the image that narcissist has of you. The only thing you can do is work on you. Work on your glow up. The glow up journey is beautiful, y'all. You gotta handle the glow up. Take it for what it is. Glowing up is the best revenge. I'm telling y'all. And as I said, make it so that, you know, I'm not saying, like I said, that's how you hurt a narcissist, is to glow up. If they remember terrible stuff about you, just show them that they were the reason you didn't accomplish so much. You mean, show them by not showing them. Don't intentionally just, hey, look, I'm doing so much better without you. Don't write them a letter. Don't, you know, send them anything. Don't send them a Christmas card. I've grown up since we broke up. You were holding me back. Don't do that. Glow up for you, not for them. The glow up is for you, not for them. You hear me one time. The glow up is for you, not for them. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I truly appreciate y'all. Like and subscribe for more. You know, and remember, a narcissist never forgets unless another time goes by. Appreciate y'all. Mental illness is out. Peace. And my podcast, as you know, hit that 5 stars for me. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Thank you. I'm thankful for y'all. Mental illness is out. Thank you. Peace.